This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tom. The number of worldwide deaths from the COVID-19 virus is creeping up on 200,000, while the number of infections has surpassed 2.8 million. The United States has about a quarter of the deaths at 52,000, and the number of infections is nearly 1 million. U.S. President Donald Trump touted the nation's successes in controlling the coronavirus pandemic Friday in the shortest White House briefing since the COVID-19 outbreak began. Speaking to the reporters in the briefing room, he said that there have been a very significant progression over the past 7 days. The president said that 18 states continue to show a decline in the number of COVID positive tests, and nationwide, the percentage of positive tests continues to go down. Mr. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Steve Horn spoke for about 21 minutes before ending the briefing without taking any questions from reporters. The coronavirus has devastated the nation's economy, but a poll shows that a majority of Americans feel positive about their personal finances. The numbers are grim. More than 26 million people have lost their jobs in the past 5 weeks, and an APARC Center for Public Affairs research poll, about a quarter of American adults say that it's happened to somebody in their household. Roughly half say that their households are earning less money, but the vast majority expect the loss will come back once the crisis passes. About 78%. Some of the optimism is due to Congress passing relief packages. Still, the country split on whether the economy will rebound over the next year. We're 45% expected to improve. 37% say it will get worse. The rest figure it will stay the same. This is VOA News.